Introduction to the Reserve. Hello, you might already know me. I'm Ulysses the Butterfly, the emblem of Saint-Quentin. I'll be accompanying you along the way as you discover the Île Marches Natural Reserve and their surroundings.
The Île Marches Natural Reserve? The truth is, I'd really like to know a bit more about this famous reserve.
No problem. I know the area very well. There is so much to discover.
Well, why not? But are you sure we are allowed to walk in the reserve?
Actually, we won't be going into the reserve. We'll walk alongside and can observe it from the Île Parc where we are now. We will only go there at the end of the walk and then come back the way we came, passing through the Île Parc once again. Nevertheless, there are several places where we can stop to listen and look at the reserve. And you're right, not everything is allowed. You must stay on the pathways so as not to disturb the animals or disrupt the environment. The walking tour will take us about 2.5 kilometers. And of course, to preserve the area, please take your rubbish home.
Okay, no problem. But isn't it a bit strange? This protected area in the heart of the city of Saint-Quentin.
Ah, so you noticed that?
Well, it's not exactly what you'd call a minor detail.
Let's go back in time. In the 1960s and 70s, a few scientists and enthusiastic groups tried to get their message across. A site like this is worth protecting.
So, what happened?
They succeeded. In the late 1970s, Saint-Quentin City Council agreed in principle to the creation of a natural reserve. Just a few years later, the Île Marches Natural Reserve saw the light on 5th October 1981.
Right, that was quite a while ago.
Yes, but it's only since 1993 that site management has been used in the natural environments on the reserve. This is what we call a management plan. A document which draws together all of the maintenance operations that need to take place each year to preserve the rare habitats and species which develop on the reserve.
Really? So man plays an active role?
Of course. As it happens, the rarest and most threatened species, those which are the most interesting on the reserve, are those which develop in so-called pioneer environments. Man has to act frequently if we are to preserve these species and avoid the accumulation of plant debris and sediment filling up the wetlands. Without this intervention, we wouldn't have the varied landscape that we do. There are areas with long grasses and wooded areas. And the whole space would just be a big wetland forest with a lower level of biodiversity.
What exactly is this nature reserve and what species are to be found there?
The Île Marches are an ensemble of marshes and boggy woods in the bottom of a valley. The River Somme shaped the landscape. Here, we have a series of open grassy spaces, such as reed beds, wetland areas called megaphorbiae with long grasses. But the majority of the reserve is wooded. Here, we can see alder, willow, ash trees. Many animals live in the reserve for part or all of the year. Lots of birds, of course, but also dragonflies, amphibians, mammals. We'll be able to talk about this throughout the walk.
Okay, and who looks after all of this?
The Environment Department of Saint-Quentin Conurbation Committee manages the 47 hectares which have reserve classification in collaboration with the Conservatoire d'Espaces Naturels de Picardie for the ecological management of the site. Other organizations come into play at other levels, particularly in providing a large number of people with the opportunity to discover the natural richness of the site, as is the case of the CPIE des Pays de l'Aisne. You can ask for more information about this at the Maison de l'Environnement we've just passed.
It's all rather surprising. Are there any difficulties with traffic so close by, the trains and the surrounding industrial and agricultural zones?
Don't worry about that. The noise of the town is far off and doesn't necessarily provide a threat to the quietness of the reserve. Let's carry on. You'll see. Let's walk along the pond on our left and go to the footbridge. You'll see that you'll soon forget all about it.